Retrouvez toutes les émissions en podcast sur breastless.com.
Aaron Jones à l'instant, donc dans Bang Bang en ce dimanche soir avec un vieux morceau. Bah oui, les vieux morceaux aussi, on les aime, on aime tout ce que fait Aaron Jones puisque c'est notre invité. On vient de regarder le clip de Mercy. Bonsoir Aaron.
Ah, bonsoir, comment ça va?
Très bien. Oh. Le français est parfait, ça y est, nickel.
Parlez-vous anglais?
Perfect. That's all.
Parfait, yeah, non, oui.
Alors déjà, bon, on s'était vu la dernière fois dans un bar quand tu étais venu faire la promo de ton album précédent. Aujourd'hui, tu es ici dans nos studios. Merci énormément.
So, last time you saw each other, you were in a bar. So thank you for coming here today.
No, it's a pleasure to be here. I love it out here. It's really nice. The vibe is all me, you know what I'm saying? I love this whole aesthetic you got going, you know what I mean? But it's good to see you. It's good to see you look good.
D'ailleurs, on peut dire qu'aujourd'hui, la France et toi, ça fait un seul. Enfin, vous êtes unis. La France et toi, c'est une histoire d'amour désormais, parce que j'ai l'impression que ça y est, on t'a accueilli et puis on a envie que tu restes chez nous.
So we can say that you and France are really linked now because we really have like accepted you as part of us and we really want you to stay.
Yeah, I do love France. You know, I was really excited to come out here to Paris and, you know, I wrote this big post coming in, just flying in. I'm like, it's my home away from home. You know, it's like I have the blessing to be able to travel as much as I do and play music, but also to share cultures with other countries, and me and France have by far gotten the closest out of all the countries I've been to. So,
je crois qu'il y a une histoire aussi qui se lit sans vraiment le savoir au niveau de la force et de la bataille, parce que t'es quelqu'un qui est un battant.
There is also a story about like fighting and battle, because you're someone that's really like powerful and really fight for what you want.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I try, you know. I think I just put my head down, you know, and I don't think too hard about what's coming up next. I just like, I know what I want to do, and I just do the best I can to achieve it, and I continue to grow the vision and of my future, you know, and I try to put my head down, and I think that translates into this some sort of toughness, you know. But I don't know if it's, I see it that way. I see it more as just more resilience than anything else, you know what I mean? Yeah.
On avait déjà eu beaucoup de transparence sur ton passé, sur ta vie, sur tes parents, etc. Avec l'album Child of the States. Là aujourd'hui, donc en juin, t'as sorti ce nouvel album qui s'appelle Chronicles of the Kid, qui est très très bon, excellentissime. J'ai l'impression que tu te livres encore plus, que c'est encore plus, parce qu'il y a beaucoup plus de nuances, de relief dans tout ce que tu as pu faire. C'est que tu as encore plus digéré, que tu t'es dit que tu pouvais aller encore plus loin dans ce que tu voulais dire de toi et ce que tu avais envie de dire aux gens aussi.
So, you were very open and honest about your past and your life and stuff on your past album.
Yeah.
And it feels like you're even more open now on your newest one. Why is that?
You know, I think I just got used to being who I am now. You know what I mean? I think that the first record was the stories of what brought me, you know, past, you know, my past, like how did I get to this point now? And the second album is more about where I'm at right now, you know. And so in the last 2 years, you know, I've been in touring, I've been also writing, but those in writing while I'm touring, I'm capturing those moments that are happening for me right now. And there's a vulnerability there because, you know, I don't ever want to get too caught up in my ego or like my persona to not be grounded, you know. And so I think that The Chronicles of the Kid is really talking about my experience going through something that most people don't go through, you know, both as the, you know, being introspective, looking into oneself and observing the world around me, you know. And so I think that's why the record is so present.
Avec l'actualité, j'ai l'impression aussi, alors bon, c'est l'actualité, donc c'est après la sortie de l'album, mais j'ai l'impression que c'était déjà quelque chose, toute cette ambiance globale, je dirais, mondiale, qui te marque aussi dans cet album. Parce qu'on a l'impression qu'il y a eu un événement, soit personnel, soit important, qui s'est passé, parce que je sens quelque chose de waouh, de très fort, de très puissant à ce niveau-là, au niveau du cœur.
So with like the news that happened after the album came out and the world climate, I guess, it feels like there is something like an event very impactful, whether it's personal or just out there, that made it that way?
I think it's just a human experience, you know. I get to see people in their everyday lives. I get to see them, whether it be, you know, in their personal lives, their day-to-day work lives, or if I get to see them on a more, you know, recreational state. I get to see people and observe people in a way that most humans won't ever get to observe people. I travel around the world And because of that, that's my inspiration. You know, just our existence as human beings is my inspiration. And so the events that I think that, you know, we're talking about are really just human events, which happen every day. You know, they happen every single day.
It's a huge pain, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Parce que c'est quand même très difficile. Je vois qu'encore une fois, tu as déjà parlé de tes parents dans l'album précédent, mais je vois que là, il y a une chanson qui s'appelle Blood and Water que tu nous as fait en... en en acoustique. J'ai l'impression que tu reviens aussi sur ça, sur ces événements. Pour les gens qui ne connaissent pas, est-ce que tu peux nous en parler un peu plus? Est-ce que tu peux nous en reparler un peu plus?
So, you talk about your parents and your old song Blood of and Water, that you just played with us. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about it for the people who don't know?
Yeah, Blood and Water is about the irony of my parents kind of being castaways in society, you know, kind of overlooked because they had their problems, addiction and crime and delinquency and all that kind of stuff, you know, and they both died before they ever got to see me perform for anyone, you know. And the irony of them kind of their self-worth and those things that affected their lives, having, you know, taken their lives. And the irony of the fact that, like, they created a child who's now doing something that is completely different from what they thought of themselves or their names. And so Blood in the Water is about me living out the beauty that they didn't see in themselves, you know. And that's what it is. And me carrying that with me, me taking that and converting that pain into something more beautiful, me being the beauty that they couldn't be, you know.
C'est un message aussi pour tous les jeunes, j'imagine, pour leur donner du courage, leur dire qu'il ne faut pas baisser les bras.
It's also a message for the youth and to tell them to be strong and to not give up.
Yeah, I mean, I always try to be, you know, I always try to be to be mindful of how I'm perceived by the youth and by others, you know. And so if I can say something that strikes a nerve with the people that are growing up and having to navigate this new world of theirs, then the better, you know. That's better, that's good, you know. But I'm always trying to be mindful of who's coming up, you know.
D'ailleurs, je fais une digression, mais tu utilises le mot rivaux dans tes paroles. Qui sont ces rivaux? Est-ce que c'est quelque chose ou est-ce que ce sont des gens ou un état d'esprit?
So, you use a lot the word... Sorry. Yeah, you use a lot the word rivals in your lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Who are they?
My rivals?
Yeah.
Those are trying to come from my title, dog. Them. No, I'm kidding, man. I gotta take my trophy, man. No, my rivals. You know, you're referring to the song, the title, and you know, for me, it's hard at times. Just coming out of nowhere can be both like a gift, and there's also some challenges that go along with that. And you know, being overlooked kind of happens sometimes, especially when you're a new artist, because cats don't know if you're gonna last. People don't know if you're gonna be there over and over again, or like, are you a one hit wonder? Are you here today, gone tomorrow? You know, and so. I think me, when I say I got a message for my rivals, it's just letting people know that I'm not going anywhere. You know what I mean? I'm not going anywhere. I've been here. I'm going to stay here. And I'm going to keep, you know, not even just putting out good music, but competing with others who make good music, too. Because their greatness is what drives me to want to be great, you know? And so that's what I'm talking about in that song.
Parfait, parfait. C'est très religieux aussi dans toutes ces paroles. J'ai l'impression quand même qu'il y a un côté très religieux. Bon, après... J'ai no offense, c'est juste que l'Amérique est très religieuse aussi, ce qui est quelque chose qu'en France on connaît assez peu finalement, c'est important pour toi.
So, your lyrics are also very religious.
Yeah, that's
so
a connotation.
America is much more religious than France, for sure. Instance, and so...
Est-ce que c'est important pour toi?
Is it important for you?
I think it's important for the listeners, the people that are listening to the music more than anything. Religion has had a place in my life at one point or another. But I gave up religion a long time ago. I'm not a religious person. I consider myself to be more spiritual, but not in the sense of like holding crystals or burning sage. You know, like I'm more spiritual in the way that like I am aware of my connection to the world around me. I'm aware of the things that make us interconnected. You know, on the macro as well as the micro when it comes down to. Atoms and molecules and things like that. I'm aware that we're all connected. And because of that, we all share a collective thought and a being. And so for me, when I'm talking about these lyrics, especially if I'm trying to bring up consciousness and the people who maybe aren't aware of those things, it's easiest for me to refer to something that they know, like religion. You know, if I make a religious reference, whether you're religious or not, you understand what I'm saying and the metaphor that I'm saying and using, you know.
super. Bah, tu réponds complètement ce que je voulais entendre, donc je te remercie déjà. Et on va quand même passer des clips pendant cette émission. Et tu en as choisi quelques-uns, je te remercie déjà. Le premier clip que tu as choisi, c'est Daughtry avec Artificial. C'est donc pourquoi ce choix? Alors c'est vrai que Daughtry, j'avoue, je connais très peu.
So, we're going to show some music videos. And the first one you chose is Daughtry by Artificial. Why did you choose this
one? Yeah, Artificial by Daughtry, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I chose this video because I just got off tour with Daughtry. I was on tour with Daughtry for 2 months. Incredibly amazing, talented artist, but also a very resilient person. He went through a tragedy pretty recently here. And the fact that he was just out back out there on the road and giving his all to people, it was really inspiring for me. But to see him do what he's done and accomplish what he's done, I would have done myself a disservice if I didn't mention Daughtry in this program today. And also, the music video just kicks ass. It's so fucking good, dude. It's good. It's really, really good.
Eh bien, on va regarder ça tout de suite dans Bang Bang. Et je vous rappelle, ce soir, notre invité, c'est Aaron Jones. Bang Bang.
didn't cry on the day she died. She couldn't stand the tears, but I could feel the cold wind blow like a ghost inside the mirror. I couldn't pray on the day he died for a man I never knew. I washed these sins on down the river for a life I didn't choose. I say a prayer for my mother, a quiet tear for my father, and nothing gonna save me. There's blood in the water. I pray for forgiveness. The Lord be my witness. Ain't nothing gonna save me. There's blood in the water. Just a child of a ruthless man. Let the truth be told. Everyone's got their cross to bear. You carry that weight alone. So what would you give? What would you take? All your dying day. Between the lies and the memories, what shines will fade away. I say a prayer for my mother. I cry a tear for my father. Ain't nothing gonna save me. There's blood in the water. I pray for forgiveness. Let the Lord.
Aaron Jones à l'instant, donc en vidéoclip dans Bang Bang. Et oui, bah, ça fait du bien aussi de voir ce que ça donne ces chansons-là. Je vous conseille son nouvel album qui est sorti au mois de juin. Il faut absolument vous le procurer. Et si vous avez eu la chance de pouvoir le voir en concert, vous allez le revoir en concert très prochainement, je l'espère aussi. Est-ce que c'est prévu d'ailleurs que tu reviennes? Parce qu'on a déjà envie que tu reviennes, même si le concert n'est pas encore passé là pendant cet enregistrement.
So are you, although your next concert in France hasn't happened yet, are you gonna come back soon?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be back quite often soon, probably for the rest of my life. You know, I'm gonna be coming back here quite often. So, you know, this is home for me when it's outside the US. You know.
Pour en revenir après aussi aux paroles, parce que c'est ça m'intéresse. Je suis quelqu'un qui s'intéresse beaucoup aux paroles et à l'esprit, à l'âme des chansons. Hein. Donc je parle surtout de ça, ce que j'ai vu techniquement. Bon. Ça, je pourrais rien dire, j'ai juste pleuré en voyant tellement tu joues bien. te le traduire juste après. Mais dans cet album, est-ce que c'est aussi un message sur le fait qu'il faut savoir passer à autre chose une fois qu'on a vécu des choses graves? Parce que ça m'a parlé un petit peu à moi. Je t'avouerai, quand on a une souffrance ou quand on a vécu quelque chose ou quand on a fait quelque chose qui n'était pas cool, est-ce que c'est pour dire aux gens justement cette fameuse résilience dont tu parlais là, pour Dautry tout à l'heure, mais aussi pour toi? Est-ce que c'est ce message qu'il y a dans ces paroles pour pas sombrer dans les ténèbres?
Okay, I'm gonna do this in two parts because I'm not gonna remember half of what he said. So first, he said that He's very interested in lyrics rather than techniques because he doesn't know much about it.
Right.
But he's very impressed with your lyrics and stuff. Yeah, so he really wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then he said, sorry. So it looks like you want to move on from something from your past life. And people. And so do you want like the youth to learn how to, you know, get through what happens in their life and move on?
I want the youth to relax and just realize that like whatever they're going through is a part of something that they are also creating for themselves. And that you can change that right now. The thoughts that you have about yourself and the world around you and the places that you're in, you can change that for yourself. And put a new energy out there and create a whole new world for yourself right now. And, you know, the cards that you're dealt, you don't have anything to do with that. You can't help who you're born to. You can't help your family, your friends, or the circumstances to which you're born to. But you can help what happens to you next. And every single moment that we live in is already in the past, you know. Mm-hmm. And whoever you think you are today is gone right this moment. And you can choose to be somebody and do something different for your life right now. I want the youth to always remember that. And remember that they have such a power in themselves to create whatever they want to see in this universe.
Et la musique, ça est aussi ça. C'est aussi une main tendue pour pouvoir avancer dans la vie, pour pas regarder qu'en arrière.
Music is also like...
a therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy,
for everybody.
Basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Tu parles aussi de l'Amérique, donc de ton pays. T'en parles de deux façons. D'abord, tu en parles en la critiquant, parce qu'il y a quelque chose qui apparemment te déplaît aux États-Unis. Quoi ? Et tu en parles aussi parce que t'es patriote. Les Américains sont quand même très contents d'être Américains. On peut le comprendre aussi, le pays de la liberté, le pays où tout est possible. Cette ambivalence, ce contraste, est-ce que tu peux nous en parler justement ?
So you talk a lot about the U.S. because it's your country,
oh, yeah.
But you talk about it in two different ways.
Sure.
One criticizing it,
yeah.
And then one in a very patriotic way because it's your country.
Yeah.
And then what was the last part?
qu'est-ce qui te déçoit dans ton pays et pourquoi tu veux continuer à te battre pour lui?
What do you not like about your country and why you also want to still fight for it?
There's always a change. I think in any country, you have to deal with change. Mm. My country is still reconciling with the truth that it's coming to grips with. And it's always dealing with that. You know, it's always dealing with its past, and it's not a pretty past. Mm. But also, like, it doesn't have to dictate our future. You know, kind of what I just said. It's like we can find a way to move forward and forgive our past and do all these things. The things I love about my country are, like, our camaraderie, you know? I don't know that I've visited too many other places in the world where you can disagree with someone vehemently, angrily, passionately disagree with them and still love and want to be there for them. You know what I'm saying? So America is really beautiful in those things. But in the categories where we need help is in trying to understand each other. To this day, a lot of people don't cross intermingle with cultures, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot of that happening, cross-sectionality happening within the cultures. There's also still a lot of segregation in the cultures. And so what we have is a lot of assumptions of one another. And those assumptions have been there and the stereotypes have been there since day one. And, you know, that's something that we need to work on still, you know, and those are things I want to see change and our treatment of each other and our reconciling with our past. Those are things that we need to do. The police issue is, mm-hmm. you know, I'm an advocate for police. I believe every society needs order. But I'm not an advocate for the government committing violence against its citizens, you know? Like, that's something that I'm okay with, you know? And so, you know, there are places that we need help, but I'm an all-American boy, you know? I mean, I love America, but she a ratchet bitch, you know? She's ratchet. But I love that country, you know, with all my heart. Every time I come out to Europe, or if I go anywhere for a long period of time, I always miss going home, man. And I come home and I remember what makes my home so special, you know.
Bon, on est chauvin aussi en France, hein, on va pas se mentir. On est peut-être pas patriote, mais chauvin.
Oui.
je voulais revenir aussi sur la chanson Living for the Fall.
Yeah.
Magnifique.
Thank you.
Un petit bijou, une balade mélancolique. Tu parles à qui? Tu parles à ton amour. Alors, c'est qui ton amour? Bon, j'imagine que c'est ta famille, ta femme. Tes enfants. Il me semble que c'est une fille que tu as d'ailleurs.
So in that song, who are you talking to? your family, your wife, your child?
Oh, all of them. And my fans too, you know, like, that's what that song is about, you know. Living for the fall. Everything that I think I've done to get to this point, it's like been like jumping off a ledge, you know? Mm. And, but the only way you're going to find out what's down there is if you go, if you jump, you know?
Mm.
And so that's what that metaphor comes from. I say living for the fall, something's got to break when you take and you give and you give and you take away. I'm talking about giving my all to this world, my fans and my music and what that means for my family and myself and, you know, all of that. You know, but you only get this one shot to do it, you know, so you got to do it, you know. But I live for that. I live for that. I live for my fans, you know, even though there's turmoil at times from me being gone, I live for every single moment because I know that what I do is not mine to keep, you know, because if it was, I wouldn't need the validation or the satisfaction of playing for you, you know. And so everything I do is living for trying to put a smile on your faces and touch hearts with music, you know.
Bon, on en revient aussi à la vie est dure, mais d'être artiste, c'est dur aussi, hein, de partir loin de sa famille, etc. Et j'ai cru comprendre que ta femme est un pilier quand même dans ta vie. C'est quelqu'un qui te stabilise aussi.
So, life is hard in general, but like being an artist is also very hard because you're alone a lot of the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So your wife is really a pillar in this situation,
100%,
right?
Yeah, my wife keeps me grounded. You know, my wife keeps me from getting too caught up in this rock star persona of mine, you know. Remind me that at some point you got to come home and some point you got to put it all away and just be a normal person, you know. So very much so. And she keeps me moving, you know. And she's a saint too, you know, like she puts up a lot of shit for me and, you know, she's married to a rock star. So it isn't all glitz and glamour and fun and smiles all the time. Sometimes it can be really hard, you know. And so she keeps me going, you know what I mean? She keeps me reminding me that, you know, there's someone to come home to at the end of the day, you know.
Quelque chose qui est d'ailleurs très bien, je me permets, hein, mais tu te la racontes pas, et ça c'est un truc de fou, t'es hyper gentil, t'es hyper accessible avec les journalistes, avec les gens. Je me souviens d'ailleurs aussi que c'était hyper mignon, la dernière fois que j'étais sur internet, tu m'as juste dit 2 secondes, je dois faire une visio avec ma fille parce qu'il faut lui dire bonne nuit, j'ai trouvé ça juste trop cool, désolé.
So he says that you're very, he really likes the fact that you're very open and not really, like, you don't have the rockstar attitude.
No, not that, most of the time.
Yeah, and that the last time you saw each other, you were like, sorry, I'm gonna have to FaceTime my daughter to say goodnight.
I sure did, man. Yeah, most of the time I'm pretty good. You gotta catch me after a show, that might be a little different, you know, when I'm feeling myself and, you know, got 2 shots in me, and you know, might change a little bit. But yeah, no, I've always, I'm also from Seattle, and the place I'm from is not Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. It's not mm-hmm. about the fame and all that stuff, you know, like that. People recognize my work, and I'm recognized for being who I am, but people aren't falling over themselves to get at me. There's no paparazzi or anything to worry about, you know, mm-hmm. That's why people like Duff McKagan still live there, Mike McCready, and like a lot of these huge rock stars live in Seattle because it's not LA, you know.
C'est vrai, c'est bien vrai. On peut pas dire le contraire. On en parlera un peu plus tard de Seattle. Je voulais juste, comme je parlais de ta femme, est-ce que ton autre confidente, l'autre personne qui te permet d'être bien avec toi-même, est-ce que ce serait pas juste ta guitare?
So we're talking about your wife and the fact that she's a pillar. They wanted to know if the other one wasn't your guitar, being a pillar.
My pillar?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I've never really put too many human emotions into my guitar. You know? I would say that the other pillar wouldn't be the guitar, but it would be the people that want to see me play guitar are my pillar, you know. So that's the dichotomy. I think that's kind of like the give and take right there, right? Just the people you serve and the people that serve you and that love you, you know, like that's like this push and pull that happens. So, yeah.
Parce que quand il joue de la guitare, c'est juste fou. Hein. Franchement, en vrai, il faut checker absolument toutes les sessions qu'il fait, toutes les vidéos. Il faut vraiment les voir parce que je reste toujours impressionné. Bon, après, je suis un gamin, donc c'est peut-être pour ça aussi. Donc, Seattle. On va venir à Seattle un petit peu parce qu'on est dans une spéciale grunge aussi ce soir. Tu parles de pleurer aussi, de larmes dans tes chansons. Est-ce que toi, tu pleures souvent? Parce que c'est bien aussi de le dire. C'est important de dire aussi à tous ces hommes qu'on peut pleurer.
So you talk about crying and tears a lot in your songs. Yeah. Do you cry sometimes?
Sometimes, but not nearly as much as it sounds like in my music, though. Sometimes. I typically don't cry tears of sadness, though. I usually cry tears of happiness and being overwhelmed with, like, how good things are. You know, I don't get too sad too often, man. I'd be probably maybe a little lonely every now and again, but I don't really get too sad. Like, my life isn't anything to be sad about, you know. Like, donc, I can't find any reason to be sad, you know.
Parce qu'on dit souvent que les gens qui habitent à Seattle, quand même, c'est pas la ville la plus lumineuse hein, du monde. On dit souvent que la pluie qui tombe à Seattle se reporte sur les larmes des gens.
So, Seattle isn't...
Ils sont souvent tristes, tu peux dire ça, si tu veux faire plus
simple. So, Seattle isn't known to be a very sunny city.
No, it's not.
And it's supposedly said that the rain from Seattle turns into the people's tears.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's why he wanted to know if you cry a lot.
No, we're all on drugs, don't worry about it. We're all right, we're okay.
Bah oui, parce que c'est vrai, quand on voit un petit peu, quand on fait le bilan avec Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, tous ces groupes... C'est lourd quand même. Les paroles sont très très dures, très rudes.
So with those bands, like the lyrics are very heavy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the region too. You know, we live in this region, and that's what it feels like. I think, you know, the music feels like that. You know, we live in forests and rain and like mountains and trees and stuff, and like it just feels that way. It just kind of feels kind of somber, and it's hard to explain because you have to experience it, but like. Listen to some Alice in Chains while sitting in the woods one of these days, you know, and you'll be like, wow, it makes sense, you know. It makes sense, you know. So, yeah.
Non, parce que, bon, puis la douleur, enfin, je vais peut-être faire un cliché, j'en sais rien, mais pour moi, c'est peut-être aussi une belle source d'inspiration. Ça nous rend créatifs aussi, la douleur. C'est indispensable, finalement, au fait d'apprécier aussi le bonheur.
And so, pain is also a big source of inspiration for a lot of people.
It can be, yeah, it can be. I think it's, for me, it's... I don't know, it's like a topic for me, something to talk about, you know. And I see a lot of pain in my country, as well as around the world, you know. And I think it's just important that those people feel recognized and seen, you know, and that they have somebody speaking on their behalf too, you know what I mean? Because it's okay. I mean, like, hey, listen, man, sadness is a part of life, you know. You're going to get sad every now and again. But I want people to feel okay with that. Be okay with it and know that they're alive when they get sad. Know that it's all right because that's just part of the journey, you know. And not dwell on it, you know. I think that's what happens. Mm. You know, we talk about being open, you know, me being open about those things. I'm open about those things because I don't want to dwell on them. I don't want them just to stick inside of me and just fester and create, you know, havoc and internally. I want to feel good. I want to feel good. I want to let those things go. I want to be able to share those things with people that understand it and let it go, man, you know.
Je vais la raconter un petit peu quand même, parce que j'adore me la péter. Quand j'étais à WFM avant, j'avais eu l'occasion de beaucoup discuter avec Chris Cornell. Et je ne sais pas pourquoi tu me fais penser à lui, en fait, de cette gentillesse, etc. Il ne faut pas finir pareil, par contre. Hein, ça c'est... Mais tu as vraiment toute cette beauté qu'avait Chris Cornell et qui était assez exceptionnelle. Et j'ai l'impression que c'est très Seattle aussi, ça, finalement. Parce que c'est plus pur, comme tu disais, ce n'est pas Los Angeles. Quoi.
So, when you worked at WFM, he had the chance to talk to Chris Cornell.
Yeah.
And you make him think of you make him think of him.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
And yeah, so is this something Seattle related or?
It could be, you know, it could be, you know, we live in such an isolated part of America. I just don't think a lot of people know what goes on there, you know, so. you know what I mean? Like, we're on the West Coast, so we're already laid back, but we also were from the mountains, you know, and, like, close to Canada. Like, we're just really laid-back people, I think. And I don't know. I never took myself too seriously, you know what I mean? Like, I try to, like, always remind myself that, you know, I'm only human. And, you know, it's like, that's it. You know, it's like, and just keep myself in this place of openness and kindness and understanding because that's what being human's about, you know what I mean?
On va passer à un groupe que tu as choisi. Tu as choisi aussi, parmi ces trois morceaux, Shine Down avec Planet Zero.
Yeah, Planet Zero, man. I love Planet Zero.
Tu peux dire quoi sur cette chanson?
What can you say about
Pourquoi
this song?
Ce choix?
About
why
this song?
Why did you choose it?
It's probably one of the hardest songs I've ever heard from them. They make a lot of really great songs. I just don't remember a riff like this ever coming out of Shine Down. And it just goes, man. It just goes. And I got a chance to listen to it for the first time, played live, and I was on tour with them about a year or so ago. And it changed. It was an experience, you know? And so I think every time I hear this song, I had to crank it up loud. Kind of, it's like equal parts, like, you know, it's like Shine Down meets Rage Against the Machine, meets like a lot of different stuff, you know? It's really great.
Eh bien, c'est parti. On va regarder ça tout de suite dans Bang Bang. Donc, un choix de Aaron Jones, notre invité ce soir. Je vous rappelle qu'il a sorti un album au mois de juin et qu'il faut absolument vous le procurer. On en reparlera, bien sûr, sur nos réseaux sociaux. Vous aurez toutes les informations qu'il faut. Mais c'est parti pour Shine Down. Bang Bang.
Welcome to Planet Zero. Planetary regulations require that you check your screens for a list of all approved speech, protected classes, and accepted behaviors. We hope that you enjoy your stay. And as always, remember to start your day with outrage.
Bang bang.
It's my skin and jeans with my Chuck T's on. It's those ruby red lips in that black lace thong. When the police hit me up and I ain't done no wrong, so I light one up and it goes straight to the dome. It goes.
Aaron Jones à l'instant, donc avec Filthy en clip dans Bang Bang, le meilleur du métal, le meilleur de l'alternative rock. Très content encore une fois que tu sois avec nous, merci vraiment beaucoup d'être là. On parle donc de ce nouvel album, de toutes ces aventures que tu as pu avoir. Tu te livres et ça me fait plaisir d'avoir quelqu'un qui soit aussi sincère avec nous. Dans ta musique, on a toute cette force, cette envie. On parle beaucoup, alors tu l'as déjà dit plus ou moins dans ce que tu as dit avant, mais... cet espoir, ce message, cette envie d'aller plus loin, tu te vois où, toi, en tout cas, dans plusieurs années, on va dire dans une dizaine d'années, tu te vois en haut de l'affiche ou tu te vois dans un truc un peu plus safe, plus cool?
So, I'm trying to make this make sense. In your music, you share a lot of hope and passion. Sure. And so... where do you see yourself in a few years at the top of like the highest like artist of the year and stuff, or in the more laid back setting?
Oh man, that's hard to say. You know, it's so hard for me to say that. I don't really think in those terms. You know, like where am I going to be? I'm going to be here. I just I think in terms of what I want to create, and then I let that take me there. You know what I mean? Like I just hope that I keep making music that hits with more and more people. Mm-hmm. And we'll let them decide where they want to put me. You know what I mean? After that, but I don't want to worry about that so much. I want to keep my mind focused on like making music that matters to people. You know what I mean?
Bah, je te le souhaite. Et puis de toute façon, quelque part, je vous connaissais déjà un peu la réponse. Et oui, ça va. Mais une question à son tordu, c'est pas la peine de le préciser.
Je fais du mieux que je peux.
De la danse, c'est compliqué, tu sais. Hein.
Bah là aussi, du coup, à traduire.
Bon, en tout cas, je voulais juste te remercier. C'était pour te clore un petit peu là-dessus parce qu'on va pas s'éterniser. Puis je vais te laisser bien sûr repartir. Mais merci pour ça. Tu nous montres encore une fois que avec cet album, encore toi, pour moi, c'est que on peut s'en sortir. Il y a toujours de l'espoir. Il y a toujours de la lumière au bout du tunnel aussi. Et je conseille à tout le monde vraiment de vous pencher sur les lyrics, de vous pencher sur le personnage. Regardez-le. Bon, en plus il a une casquette qui me fait rêver. J'ai l'impression d'être Britney Spears et que tu vois qu'on peut chanter All the Eyes on Us, All the Eyes on Us. Tu vois, on est d'accord, pas. Tu peux lui dire maintenant.
Okay, so thank you for being here.
Of course, Nita.
With your music, you really showed us that there's always hope.
Yeah.
And
the light.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel.
Of course.
So thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
And then he said that your hat made him think of Britney Spears.
That's tight.
So, yeah.
I love Britney Spears.
We love it.
Yeah.
Satan, it is all on the way.
Clack, 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 clack.
Your toxic tongues depend on that. Don't get me started, girl.
Un duo alors, bientôt?
Duo.
Yeah.
Together?
What's that, duo?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Britney. Why not?
Ba-ba. That's up. That's Backstreet Boys, man. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Eh bien, j'espère qu'elle regarde en soi en Bang Bang, ici même, donc en France. En tout cas, bravo encore une fois pour tout ça. Merci de ta gentillesse. On va clore sur un autre titre que tu as choisi, Highly Suspect. Alors là, tu me surprends parce que c'est vrai que c'est assez rare quand les gens nous en parlent, mais c'est merveilleusement bon. Avec Human, justement.
Yeah, hello, my name is Human, my highly suspect. That's right, man.
Pourquoi?
Why?
Why? You know, this is one of the first music videos I got to see right when I was, like, trying to get signed, you know. And
no.
I just remember being so inspired by the music, first of all, but also just, like, this captivating music video. It was so captivating, man. It really was. And that's why, I mean, I look at Highly Suspect as a kind of band that, like, I modeled my whole sound, you know, tried to follow that sound, you know, mm-hmm. as I knew that they were successful. And so when the first band I listened to when I was trying to get signed was Highly Suspect, and I kind of just picked and grabbed from little pieces of things I heard from them and tried to like make it into my own version of it, you know. But this song was one of the first songs that really hit with me.
Okay.
When it comes to those guys, yeah.
Bon, ok, bah du coup, grosse révélation, on sait tout. On connaît la vérité. Un petit message pour tes fans et pour les gens en règle générale qui regardent, qui vont savourer cette interview.
You want to say anything to your fans and the people that are going to watch?
Yeah, there is no you without me or me without you, and everything that we do is a co-created experience. So thank you for being beautiful.
Parfait. Et j'ai envie de clore là-dessus aussi. Je suis désolé, mais t'as tes lunettes. Moi aussi, j'ai des lunettes. Hein. Ok. Ça, bon, je ressemble à Michou. C'est cool. Bon, voilà. Bon, c'est pas grave. Mais en tout cas, là, merci beaucoup.
Merci.
Bravo
beaucoup.
Et merci beaucoup pour cette session qui est extraordinaire. Bravo.
Bonsoir.
Bang bang.
never been this fucking ready before.
Nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcasts préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.